New year, new Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy is officially transitioning to the new role. It only took McCarthy 15 rounds to seal the deal. About 20 America First holdouts caused the delay. But at least even so-called conservative media was exposed for their love affair with the uniparty.
Jim, just how insincere the insurrectionists are, we might probably shouldn't use that word, the people that don't want to vote for Kevin McCarthy.
They would disagree.
Saboteurs.
Right. Saboteurs.
They're egomaniacs who've got no answers. And they ought to just be quiet and just go along with the majority at this point. If you don't want to vote for a bill, don't vote for it. And that's the end of it.
I shouldn't even.
I mean, why would have some reservations about McCarthy? Rep. Mitch McConnell was pulling for him. He's well respected by the World Economic Forum. He was well funded by that FTX money. But despite those attributes, Matt Gaetz wouldn't budge, which nearly led to a House chamber brawl.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Averted by this tactical facepalm grip. Thankfully, a toupee tragedy was also avoided. This lovely hair was unharmed. Another dog and pony show to end up with more of the same. But for those less cynical, enough concessions were made to put McCarthy in a straitjacket. Those include reducing the number of members needed to initiate a speaker recall to one, and limiting McCarthy and his super PACs meddling in House GOP primaries, according to Just the News. Oh, and this happened.
Our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new IRS.
Really? That's interesting because, as Stephen Moore points out, the $1.7 trillion omnibus includes funding for IRS expansion. 27 Republicans voted in favor of that bill. Well, just be encouraged that Zelensky is happy. He was quick to offer McCarthy a congratulations and a not-so-discreet reminder to keep that money coming. By the way, Christy Lee here to bring you what's ignored, sensationalized, misleading, or just plain false. It's the first media malfeasance of 2023. I considered highlighting the worst offenses of 2022, but found it just far too difficult to summarize with over 50 reports filed last year. But here's some help from America Out Loud on the most cringeworthy headlines of 2022. Remember when lamestream media painted President Biden as a unifier? Headlines sensationalized how he would bring the country back together. NPR was quick to give him an out. Quote, Biden called for unity in his inaugural address. He might find it hard to come by. But as you might recall, NPR was integral to helping Biden get elected by being among the news outlets to hide and downplay Hunter Biden's laptop, saying, quote, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, and we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions. NPR even had to correct an article that said the laptop had been discredited. The propaganda puppets spent all year parroting clearly false Biden administration claims like the southern border is secure, ignoring the record-breaking border crossings and that drug trafficking contributed to the deaths of 100,000 Americans since Biden took office. And how could we forget how inflation went from it's not happening, to it's temporary, to it's transitory, to let's just redefine the word recession? How will the mass media PR machine cover now as this issue looks to get worse after both Republicans and Democrats betray taxpayers and approved a $1.7 trillion spending bill? The Associated Press nearly got us into World War III with a one-sourced story accusing Russia of firing missiles into Poland. Western officials now widely agree the missiles were launched by Ukrainian forces. Only one reporter had to take that fall for that major media mistake. The Twitter files have revealed that anything that didn't fall in line with the approved narrative was labeled Russian disinformation, including viable theories that COVID originated from a Wuhan lab. And 2 years later, news reports still refer to January 6th as an insurrection, despite no one actually being charged with that. MSM still claims Capitol Police officers were killed that day, even if the cause of death was suicide days later, natural causes as reported by other outlets, and no rioter has been charged with murder. Speaking of the anniversary of January 6th this past week, the mother of an actual victim of January 6th, Ashley Babbitt, was arrested by Capitol Police for walking between the Capitol and House office buildings.
Corrupt people!
So isn't that a take away?
At least they cuffed her instead of murdering her like they did her daughter. Babbitt's killer has been sitting pretty. Air Force records reveal tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars spent to house Ashley Babbitt shooter and his pet for several months in Distinguished Visitor Suite at Joint Base Andrews, according to Judicial Watch. Meanwhile, the January 6th committee inadvertently exposed 2,000 Social Security numbers of Republicans and their family members when it posted hundreds of records online. But they made sure to seal all important videos and documents from that day for up to 50 years, according to Gateway Pundit. Under Pelosi's House rules, the committee is obligated to hand over the official records to the National Archives, who can keep sensitive records from being released to the public for decades. Star January 6th committee member Adam Kinzinger has a shocking new gig. No, not really. Who did not expect him to cozy up with CNN?
Welcome. People have seen you over the past, of course, couple years with the January 6th committee, and we're so glad to have you on board. So it's great
to be on the team, by the way. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yet another example of how politicians and media work hand in glove. Oh, and the White House and media as well. The White House press secretary's girlfriend was a staple at CNN. But after 20 years, Suzanne Malveaux is leaving the network. And so are viewers. A media research poll says most leaving CNN are blaming left-wing bias. After years of reports about Trump investigations and peddling the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, CNN and other networks want to stamp out GOP investigations of the Bidens. And after all year being in a hysteria over Trump's tax returns,
it's a treasure trove of potential evidence.
People say, well, what's he hiding?
The question is, what is he hiding?
What is he hiding?
Why is he fighting this so hard?
Let him show us how he's not compromised, if that's the case.
Mitt Romney saying he thinks there's likely a bombshell in Trump's tax returns.
Could be a bombshell.
Do you think there's a bombshell there in Trump's taxes?
They're strangely silent now that his tax returns have finally been released. And that's your Media Malfeasance for the first week of January. I'm sure there'll be plenty more to cover in the year ahead. My work is supported by you, so please consider heading to christyleetv.locals.com and subscribe, or head to my website, klim.news, and click on the donate button. Happy New Year, everybody.